One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77-002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com.
This is the continuation of the message. Maintaining a perfect heart.
Hallelujah.
I may not like it here. Of course I don't. But I like what you've done. Because I believe you'll do better next time. But I cannot explain to everybody. Can you, brothers and sisters, now give me 5 minutes. I want to praise the one who did this. You know we don't like it, but we'll just say thank you. I'd like him to be encouraged. Can we all say thank you? Then we're moving out of here. Thank you, brother. Get rid of this thing. Would that be nice? He could just start crying right there. And the Bible says a brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city. It's very difficult to bring him back. So there's some things we do. Weigh them. Soul winning is much more than evangelism. In evangelism, you reach those that really have not been reached, and then you inspire those who are supposed to reach others to do it. But in soul winning, you win everybody. The one in the house and the one outside. The ones you win, you keep them won. Soul winning is a continuous process. And I believe in soul winning. So I can accept some things that I really don't like out of discipline. And seeing that that is a part of the process of bringing another up, helping another one to stand. And who knows, maybe for the same reason I said nothing to Brother X, and I shouted at Brother Y. You remember them? You probably don't know. I'm saying to you, learn to understand that in the house of God, we do not try to please men. No. But we try to help men. We try to help them. We can help them to see. We can encourage them. You see, if I encourage you in the things of God, I may not be pleasing you. Come on. Pleasing men and helping men are not the same thing. Look at this man we just read. The Bible says he did what was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a loyal heart. Not with a loyal heart. Not with a loyal heart. He was not loyal. Not with a perfect heart. He said, yes, yes, but his heart was far away. Now, some of you who have gone into partnership in business with one brother or sister who did not have a loyal heart. Some of you have employed somebody who did not have a loyal heart. Loyalty is a virtue. How many loyal people are out there, even in the house of God? How loyal? Jesus said, a man's foes shall be them of his own household. His enemies are right there. Churches that have problems upon problems. You think it's outsiders that brought them problems? Insiders. Insiders. Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? All right. The Bible talks of false prophets. false teachers and false brethren. I cannot take the time to explain the differences to you, but I can just tell you this. The false prophets are those who lead men astray by their so-called visions. They lead men astray. And how many people have fallen victims, fallen prey to these. False teachers are those who come with false doctrines and teach the wrong things, and people believe them. If you sleep like this, it's Asmodeus that is bringing you dream. If you don't cut your hair right from the time you are a baby, they have another name for the demon that will come into you. When you sleep, sleep with your back to the bed. Otherwise, Belial will come to you in the night. All kinds of names. And God's people believe. I know it's my granduncle that is working against me. I know it's my auntie that is pushing the buttons against me. All these things are from false teachers. False teachers. In the Church of Jesus Christ, we do not point at human enemies. Anyone that is telling you, your grandmother may be using your remote control to control you in the city until you are delivered, you are something, is a false teacher. I am telling you, it's a false teacher, and it will not go far. False teachers don't go far. I've known many of them through the years. They don't go far. As soon as they get what they want, they're gone. The three of them, false prophets, false teachers, false brethren, they want one thing, to make merchandise of the brethren, period. They don't care. That's all. I can't, like T.L. Osborne said, I've got too much rank for that. I can't come out on, you know, come out and point accusing fingers like, or criticize any of them there. No, I can't do that. Yes, the Lord is speaking to, this is on TV. The Lord is speaking to somebody right now. Yes, don't hinder what the Lord wants to do in your life. The Lord has told you to send me a television set. Somebody is hearing the Spirit of God now. Don't struggle with the Spirit. Don't struggle. He says, that car, you are supposed to send it to me. Listen, I'm telling you. God has led me to do certain things at certain times. I may lay hands on people. I may touch someone with a hanky. But I cannot continue to preach hanky. Neither can I continue to tell you to use the hanky. That you take this hanky home. Any time a dream comes to you that you don't like, put it on your chest. That is a false prophet. False prophets go with what you call lying wonders. They practice what the word doesn't say anything about. Now, we lay hands on people because the Bible shows laying on of hands as one of the fundamental doctrines of Christ. So we lay hands on people. The Spirit of God can tell you, pour water on those people and they shall be healed. And you do it. But if every week you pour water, that is not the Spirit of God. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? They ask me, see, I don't like to do anything that Jesus Christ or the apostles didn't do. Anyone they didn't do, I don't like to put my hand into it. At least, not for a continuous basis. Not today, tomorrow, and the next. God doesn't lead men away from his word. They ask me, why do you blow on people? Read it in the Bible. Bible says, and Jesus blew on them. That's why I do it. And I didn't do it first by saying it. The Spirit of God made me do it the first time. And I did it again. Then I said, I'm not going to do it again. I said, this one, I don't know it. The Lord said, it's there. So I said, I don't like to do anything Jesus didn't do. I know about signs. You say, snap your finger twice. You are healed. If you come to the point where the snapping of the finger is one of the forms of getting healed, the stamping of the feet, one, two, you are healed. Or you are praying for a job. And I say, shake your head to the right. Right again. Just one more time. Okay, now, far left. You got it. Brothers and sisters, You are delving into false prophecy. I know why I'm telling you these things. You know what Jesus said? He said, if you do not believe me, believe for the work's sake. Believe for the work's sake. He didn't say believe for the things I have said. If you don't believe, he said, believe for the work's sake. I have come in my Father's name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This message is titled, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS. Or please call us on +234 188 834 34 or +234 802 332 4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love World Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love World Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
It's close, my brother, my sister, it's close. The Bible says, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. The first trumpet sounds, and the dead in Christ will come out of the grave. At the sound of the second trump, those of us who are alive and remain will ascend. The Bible says we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. That second trump is called the last trump. It's not going to be too long from now. Why? Because the world is preparing for all the things that are supposed to happen after the rapture. That's what's going on. And let me tell you, the world will not be the same. The world is going to be in a terrible situation. According to the Bible, the first 3.5 years after the rapture of the church will be so hard and difficult. Men's lives will be so difficult, and they will persecute Christians who will be left behind. Think, if while we're here in this world, they're trying to stop you from going to church, what will they do if those who were praying are no longer here? Don't plan to be here. Serve the Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart. He has given us examples. Enoch was taken away from this world alive. We are going to be taken away from this world alive. Live your life for Jesus Christ. If you don't know how to do it, ask him to show you. Say, Lord, I want to live for you. Who will save your life from hell? Only Jesus, the only one who already did what needed to be done to save you. Live your life for him.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-77002372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
Hallelujah.
You know what Jesus said? He said, if you do not believe me, believe for the work's sake. Believe for the work's sake. He didn't say believe for the things I have said. If you don't believe, he said, believe for the work's sake. I have come in my Father's name. Then he said, no man who would cast out devils in my name or perform miracles in my name that will likely speak evil of me. He said, it's hard. He didn't say it's impossible. So, with what heart does one do the things that he does? Does he have a loyal heart? Is he after the things of the flesh? What is he after? What is he after? What does he want? You can sit there in the house of God just like you are now. And you can find someone who is present. He's a brother. He's born again. But he needs money. So he's sitting there. He's a press man. All he likes or all he wants is to get information and go straight to newspaper house tomorrow. I have some information for you. If you pay me 2,000 naira, just 2,000 naira, he will sell his passport. And then when we say, Judas sold Jesus for 30 pieces of silver, he will say, He just sold his pastor for 2,000 naira. See, I have information for you. Where are you in your life? Who are you? That man, the Bible says, he did what was right, but not with a perfect heart. Not with a loyal heart. You're going to make up your mind to be loyal. Be loyal. Be loyal. Remove complaints and murmurings from your life is important. Remove them. I love what some brethren have done. See, there are certain people in here in this church. Boy, I get so blessed just to think of their attitude. And the same we have in some of our satellite churches too. When they sit down in a place like this, maybe there's no fan here, and they are hot today, they don't come out and say, Pastor, why don't you put a fan in that place? Meanwhile, they go to Pastor Kate to say, look, that place is too hot. What are you doing about it? They go and buy fan and bring. They buy fan and bring. You say, what if the person doesn't have money to buy a fan? Call three friends. Instead of telling them, that place I sat today in church, I was sweating. Call the three of them. Say, let's donate to put a fan in that place. Because the way I sweated last week, I don't want anybody to sweat like that. Let's put a fan there. That's the way Christians think. That is the way Christians think. That is the spirit of the child of God. That is the spirit of the child of God. He doesn't complain. He doesn't complain. You have to make up your mind how you are going to be. Decide now. The next year is just around the corner. It's not far away. Where will you be? What will you be like? Where will you be? What will you be like? Are you going to be that Christian whose life is affecting others, influencing others? Or are you going to be a jellyfish? A jellyfish is the fish that cannot swim against the current. Anywhere the water is flowing, it will carry jellyfish. Anywhere. Is that your life? Is that how you're going to be? You have walked between last year and this year. Last Workers' Week, Now, this is another workers' week, 1 year. My question is your life going to be described like a Messiah who did what was right, but not with a loyal heart? Are you like that? Have you done what was right without loyalty? If you have, you need to repent. If you have, you need to repent. What can you do for God to encourage God? What can you do for Him to make Him more Godish? Yes. What can you do for Him? You cannot improve on perfect. He is perfect. You cannot improve on Him. You can't do anything to Him to make Him better. So what you do for the Lord is for your own good. I told you a story. A man called his son-in-law, said, "I want you to go and build me a house." Said, "I have such and such amount of money I want to use to build a house." He said, "Build a very good one for me." He gave his son-in-law money. Son-in-law went to build. From time to time, you come and demand money, you get the money, you go and build. When he finished it, he came. Father-in-law said, "Have you finished?" He said, "Yes, sir." "Is it a beautiful house?" He said, "Yes, sir." "Is it tremendous?" He said, "Yes, sir." "Where are the keys?" "Here are the keys, sir." He collected the keys. Then he said, "You see, you're married to my daughter. And I've been thinking of something good I'd like to do for you. And I thought for myself that I'll ask you to build the best house in the city just for you and my daughter. Here are the keys. The house is yours." You would think, hey, he should fall, you know, I mean, he should be so full of joy. Son-in-law started crying. They thought, what is he crying for? What's the matter? You know why he was crying? He used poor materials. He used the wrong materials to build a house. It was a bad one. It was a bad one. He discovered all the time he was building, with all the wrong and cheap materials, he was building the house for himself. Now, father-in-law says, "Go and stay in that house." And he couldn't, oh boy, he was finished. Yes, you may not know what you do in the house of God is for you. If you sweep it well, you are sweeping for your life. If you arrange the chairs well, you are arranging for your life. I'm telling you. If you come to the meeting early, it's for your life. Whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Hallelujah.
If you've not been born again, don't keep wasting time. It's time to give your heart to the Lord. It's time. It's time. So everyone who wants to be born again, and you want the life of Christ in your heart, you want Jesus Christ come into your heart, I want you to say these words after me and mean them from the bottom of your heart. Say, "Oh Lord God, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. I believe He died to save my soul. I believe God raised Him up from the dead, and He's alive today. I confess with my mouth, Jesus Christ is Lord of my life from this day. I receive by faith eternal life into my heart, into my spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I have a new life now. I am born again. I'm a child of God from this day. Amen. Praise God. If you pray that prayer, I want you to know that God heard you and answered you. I want to pray for you right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I pray for everyone who just received salvation. Let the name of the Lord Jesus be named upon them. Satan has no claims over them anymore. They belong to Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed now. You're blessed. In the name of Jesus. Write us and let us know you received salvation today, or you can call us on the phone. We'll be glad to hear from you. And when we get your details, we can send you a book. It's a small book titled Now That You Are Born Again. It'll help you start out your new life in Christ and begin building your faith immediately. Call us on the phone right now.
You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
You know, being in Christ Embassy is more than being in a church. It's more than a church. It's a vision. And when you worship at Christ Embassy, you learn more than just the letters. It's the spirit of the word. And something more about it is the fact that the Spirit of God gets a hold of your life. And then His vision becomes real, not only to you, but He makes that vision real in such a way that others get to know what the Word of God really is by watching the Word of God manifested in your life every day. And that's what we do. We share God's Word every day. As we minister, the Word of God takes root in each person, and then you become exactly what God wants you to be. And that's the reason I like people to come to Christ Embassy. That's the reason I invite them, because they are being a part of something that's more than a church. It's a vision, God's vision.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Uganda, Christ Embassy Main Church behind Metroplex Shopping Mall, Nalia, and Christ Embassy Satellite Churches, Uganda. You can call us on +2567-0538-6452 or +2567-770-02372 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com.
This message is titled, Maintaining a Perfect Heart.
For the continuation of this message, please visit www.lovellradio.fm to listen daily by 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. GMT plus 1. To order for the complete message, please visit Pastor Chris Digital Library app on Android and iOS, or please call us on +234-188-834-34 or +234-802-332-4188 or send an email to radiotransmissions@lovell360.com. Remember, one word from God can change your life forever. God bless you.